The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on the 6th day of July 2010. Bob, you just recently wrote, and this is a little backfill here on the economic story, lest you forgot. Many saw the $1 trillion in value of stocks wiped out in minutes. The market action has been so volatile over the last 1.5 years that once the market rallied back, the public left. Millions began an exodus that has since been filed by black box trading, and you have to explain a little bit more about that, and government's blatant intervention. As we write, the S&P and Dow are in the process of a breakdown, which should soon carry them lower. During May, we saw the largest outflow in 18 months. Who can blame them? Shares lost over 50%, 55% of their value in just 22 months, 2 years or 2 months shy of 2 years. Despite the bear market rally of the past year, we're sure the game that was being played by the Wall Street banking, which on May 8th plunged the market almost 1,000 Dow points in a half hour, had to, and you say had to have terrified investors. The $1 trillion was lost in 30 minutes. The regulators are still investigating. Bob, you say we spent 28 years on Wall Street. They knew within 5 minutes what was going on, and they're still investigating.
It's a cover-up.
And where is there any way, on God's green earth that grows little green apples, that we are going to be able to go after somebody, somebody within the government, Justice Department, whatever, private suit, whatever's going to happen here? Is there a way to crack them? Because they're not stopping. They're monopolizing the entire U.S. economy through the banking system. Is there any way to stop these people or at least slow them down to a snail's pace?
Well, I think the key is removing a good many of them from office in November and getting new people in, and hope that you can get to them before the money people do and pay them off and get some legislation to stop all this.
Well,
it's a long shot.
Yeah,
and if it happens and we're successful, that's fine. The alternative is revolution. It's pretty simple.
Well, given your two scenarios, the former, I give a ghost chance in hell of happening. So it's got to be.
Well, you better get the Cosmoline off your weapon then.
Well, Bob, I mean, there's no stopping these people. They have the government locked up. They got their own little lockbox. They have the government locked up. Wall Street's all for them. Where Wall Street right now should be screaming the loudest, going, wait a minute, none of this stuff is sustainable, and we're going to crash and burn. So if we elect a few more people in the Senate and in Congress, they will be minimized. The bills won't get out of committee, whatever they propose. The news media won't cover what they're saying, and unless you're this character of the Republican Party here that just said, hey, Afghanistan's a loser, we should get the heck out. And, of course, then they want to do political suicide on you, Harry Caray, and get rid of you because you're not a neocon, and we need another war so we can make a few more dollars to keep this sick little puppy going for just a few more days or weeks or months. Most people, Bob,
that's the only option that we have. It's as simple as that. And if people don't use it and it's not successful, then they either live in their knees or die with a gun in their hands. It's not very complicated. I mean, it's just crunch time. We're there. And you pointed that out.
We'll take the break, come back on the other side with your phone calls, 800-313-9443. And within this next segment, we'll give you the Bob Chapman deal of the day. And here's something we've never offered before. Got a heck of a lot more gold content to it. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me get this special out of the way here. And this is something we've never offered before. These are British gold sovereigns. They're called kings. And you'll understand why here it's called the king in a second. They were minted in the early 1900s during the fabled era when our friends crossed the pond. Their empire, the sun never set on the British Empire. From Britain to India, Canada to South Africa to Australia, these timeless gold pieces were indeed the world's coin of the realm, trusted everywhere for their pure gold content and secure backing by the English crown. As daily trading gold pieces and stores of monetary value, they were and still are unsurpassed in the metals market. In fact, sovereigns are so universally accepted that they were included in survival kits for American pilots during World War II and Desert Storm. So it wasn't just the British sovereign. These are the kings, and they have a quite a bit higher gold content, Bob. They've got 0.2354 ounces of pure gold, whereas regular British sovereign or whatever might have point 187, something like that.
So, no, it's higher than that. It's point two something. If I'll have to guess, I'll say 0.22.
Okay. At any rate, these are available. And again, folks, the market for those pre-33 coins are drying up fast. European type gold is highly valued. And as always, these are brilliant uncirculated. This is what we get a hold of. It's got the greater value. It'll hold its value. And the deal of the day is 20 or more of these. We'll run you $7,025, and that includes shipping. And they are $350 a piece. You go to everybody else's website, they got them for $380, $385. We've got them here for $350. So 20 of them will run you $70.25. That includes shipping. And it also includes a year subscription to the International Forecaster. If you have one, fine. Is there somebody that you think something about that they should receive it? Well, then you can give it as a gift. It's a gift that, trust me, folks, it's going to keep on giving every single day. And along with that fine ceramic mug, the RBN logo, and the website name on our mug. So you get all of that. And we appreciate you doing business because, folks, what we do with the profit of any of the sales of this stuff, I ain't stocking it away. I ain't got any hidden Swiss bank accounts. All the profits that go from any of the sales of anything, product or commodity on this market or on this the airwaves for Republic Broadcasting, goes right back in to the network to keep us going. Isn't it funny? We're still around in the middle of a depression here. We ain't got much money. That's for doggone sure. And every cent that we get and made possible through your purchases through Robbie Republic Trading Group, that keeps us going. Roll that profit back in so we can pay a bill or two around the network to keep giving you the information every single day that's going to become more and more important for you folks out there. Because haven't you noticed? You're not getting it from, as Ernie Hancock says, the lamestream media. It's so last century. So at any rate, 800-691-7898. And Robbie's not doing any programming. Mr. Pennington is taking over, Jesse Pennington. He'll be doing the flip side today. Chuck Carlson will be doing it tomorrow for Robbie. And then Mr. Pennington back Thursday and Friday, kind of his little tryout. Guy's got a bachelor's in digital media, and he's going for his master's, which he will finish up in August, in mass communications. And he's a young man, 26 years old, but he's got a belly full of fire. So well worth listening to the young man. At any rate, 800-691-7898. Give Robbie a call. He ain't doing a show. Bug him on his vacation. Buy these British gold sovereign kings. They're a beautiful coin, folks. And market's down a little bit today. That's okay. We're going to have $50. Bob, they had to go a few dollars. They had to go about $5 or $6 below the 1200 mark because they heard me say the $1200 is the new floor.
Yeah, I heard that over in Dubai this morning.
You were in Dubai today?
No.
Oh, okay.
Email.
Next best thing to being there. Well, kind of, sort of. It's fast snail mail. Joe in California. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
The question I had was, it's a little off the subject, but I had recently read an article that the U.S. was sending about 7,000 Marines and 46 ships over to Costa Rica, and that Costa Rica officials didn't, there was some dispute that they didn't want them to send them there. Would there be any reason for them to send that much military to Costa Rica?
Bob, staging point for Middle East, maybe?
Could be, but why would they go to that trouble? I don't know. I question the information. Where did it come from?
I read it online on Alex Jones' website there. I don't remember the quote where, what news agency it came from, but they were sending the ships there under the guise of drug trafficking control. But to the Costa Rican government was saying that that's a lot of overkill.
Well, Bob, they're...
Well, first of all, they don't have a drug problem in Costa Rica, and never have. What they have is a money laundering problem. And but other than that, there's no super activity with drugs in Costa Rica. And I don't know what it's all about. It seems all very strange to me.
Well, and there has something that's come to our attention here. We've got a general out there that is talking about pull his pot down because he's breathing into his phone. Just pull his pot. Okay. Brigadier General Bob Felderman, and this happened at the Border Management Summit. Somebody actually paid Bob $1,200 to go and sit in on this deal. And what it is, it's Homeland Security with the government of Mexico, you know, because of all the drugs, the drug cartels down there and the arms shipments and all this other stuff. Well, they're waxing eloquently here about the partnership for the 21st century, the U.S. Southwest border security. Basically what this is they do not want to do anything about the borders. As a matter of fact, the Obama administration filed the paperwork today. It's an active lawsuit now in Arizona. They're going after the Arizona government for going after illegals, which has ate out their substance, killed a bunch of people, drugs flying all over the place. Can't have that. That's our job. But our job is to keep those borders open. That would explain why you got checkpoints 50 to 100 miles inside the border. But the whole thing is that here they're doing another round here to further bring in the military under the guise of, you know, emergency relief and doing stuff about the border, Bob, and things of that nature. But same terminology and same verbiage that you just heard Joe in California mention, that, you know, it's for security and drug interdiction, blah, blah, blah. So there you are. Thank you for your call. Thanks, Joe. You were going to say, Bob?
We'll have to see. You're right about the border. There's no question about that. And the groups fighting with each other that are involved in the transportation of narcotics, they're also fighting with the government. And if you noticed, most of their weapons came from the Mexican military. How they achieved getting them, I don't know, but they surely didn't come from the United States.
Well, and this is part and parcel. What you're actually seeing is the implementation of the security and prosperity partnership that they talked about, and this was enabling them to set up security for the continent. The idea is that to the extreme north of Canada, all the way down the west coast, all the way down Mexico, Central, South America, round the tip, all the way back up, and here we go again, that we're going to put up security perimeters and we'll be able to protect. I don't know, is somebody in danger down in Guatemala or in South America someplace that we've got to have this security thing? But it's part of the security and prosperity agreements, and they're treating this as this is a borderless exercise here. You know, we had NAFTA, we had GATT, we had the security and prosperity agreements, but now we're starting to see the implementation of this. And none of this stuff is good. None of it. You know, what the hell do I care about Mexico's security? You know, are they over there fighting the Taliban? Do they have people pissed off at Mexico or Mexicans down there? No, any more than Central or South America. But it doesn't matter to these people, Bob, because their big boogeyman in the box is Al-Qaeda and the terrorist threat. I just heard the old lady from England today. She stopped by the United Nations to explain that, well, cap and trade is a real deal. We've got global climate change and we've got terrorism. Those are the things that are really endangering the human species on planet Earth. What a piece of work these people are. Bob, we've never really talked about this false flag terrorism, CIA firing up. And by the way, Bin Laden's been dead since late 2001, early 2002. While George Bush was still on the hunt, that guy, you could put him in a darkened room and he couldn't find his backside with both hands. And he was still on the hunt for Al-Qaeda. And the guy that masterminded all these terrorist events out of a cave in Afghanistan. Well, the guy's been dead for 8 years. So what does that do with their theory about global terrorism? It's all been a lie.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bob, this Brigadier General Robert J. Felderman, he's the Deputy Director of Plans, Policy, and Strategy, United States Northern Command. From Brigadier General Felderman's speech at Border Management Conference on May 25th of this year, quoting him, we've developed a strategic guidance statement, the Partnership for the 21st Century, U.S. Southwest Border Security. It brought together a unified approach to improve border security and support the government of Mexico. And so as that strategic guidance came out with a purpose, it was to provide the strategic direction in protecting our national interests and supporting the strategic partnership with the government of Mexico. What strategic partnership might that be? He goes on to say, even though when the homeland was first brought up as a term, there were a lot of folks who thought that it should have been at a national level, and we're defending on our mission. We're defending the homeland in the Western Hemisphere. North America is a little bit more than that. It is our partners who came to that in Mexico, in the Bahamas, in Central America, and South America, them all building up their national security. What in the hell does the Bahamas need with national security? He says, we're the one entity, the Department of Homeland Security, and those agencies that are able to bring out those continental security goals. And he says, don't be surprised if you don't start seeing some issue papers that are kind of talking in those realms. Well, one response to that, so our Department of Defense responds to the wholesale invasion of our nation by Mexico by entering into a partnership with them. And now our homeland isn't just the U.S., it's the entire hemisphere. Yeah. Bob, There's their global government cops. Global cops.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why they allowed the Interpol to run loose in the United States and other countries as well. And if you go to some of these South American countries and you talk to the people who are involved and people who are not involved in the embassy or things governmental, you will find that the U.S. controls them all. There's absolutely no question. And you look at the American embassies in these different countries, and you look at the roof, and it looks like a porcupine. And what they're doing is using them as monitoring stations to trace down narcotics trafficking, money laundering, pursuit of known criminals, and so on and so forth. And that's what they do in every country.
I want to play this clip. It's a short clip, as soon as I locate this thing, about Ron Paul talking about Barack Obama. George Bush started this. You know, we had rendition. We had waterboarding. Torture's okay. George Bush alluded to the fact that, you know, we want to be able to have the flexibility of going after Americans worldwide. And without the benefit of trial, due process, any evidence, if the government or Barack Obama declares somebody to be a terrorist, well, he's now up for the Willie Wetwork team. In other words, they can be rubbed out. And this is scary stuff. I mean, it really is. And the U.S. government can kill anywhere at any time. And folks, you know what they have been saying about us. That we are possibly domestic terrorists. This is what Ron Paul had to say on the issue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My topic for this evening is now it's assassinations. What have we allowed ourselves to become? Are we no longer a nation of laws? Have we become instead a nation of men who make secret arrests? Are secret prisons now simply another tool of the federal government law enforcement? Is secret rendition of individuals now permitted out of misplaced fear? Have we decided that the writ of habeas corpus is not worth defending? Is torture now an acceptable tool for making us safe? Unfortunately, the single answer to all of these questions from the leaders of our country and to many of our citizens appears to be yes. And now we are told that assassination of foreigners as well as American citizens is legitimate and necessary to provide security for our people. It is my firm opinion that nothing could be further from the truth. Secret arrests, secret renditions, torture, and assassinations are illegal under both domestic and international law. These activities should be anathema to the citizens of a constitutional republic. The real threat doesn't arise from our failure to torture, rather desensitizing our nation to the willful neglect and sacrifice of our civil liberties fought and died for over the centuries is the threat. The concept of habeas corpus existed even before King John of England was forced in 1215 by his rebellious barons to sign the Magna Carta. This basic principle and expression of individual liberty, which has survived 800 years, greatly influenced the writing of our Constitution and our common law heritage. Today, we hardly hear a whimper, either from the American people or a stone silent U.S. government as our cherished liberties are eradicated. Instead, we have a government that deliberately orchestrates needless fear and makes people insecure enough to ignore the reality of their lost liberties. The latest outrage is the current administration's acknowledgement that we now have a policy that permits assassination not only of...
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their necks, we're celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We're gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bob, here's the last 2 minutes of Ron Paul's statement. I want to get your take on it, and we'll get back to the phone calls here. United States government can kill anyone, including you, without trial covertly. Forget evidence gathering, forget your day in court, forget anything.
Foreign suspects, but of American citizens as well. Of course, the CIA has used secret assassinations in a limited fashion for decades, despite international, domestic, and moral law. When done secretly, as in the past, our government at least recognized that assassination was illegal and wrong. Frighteningly and astonishingly, however, the policy is now explicit. National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, in open testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on February 3rd of this year, acknowledged that American citizens can indeed be assassinated at our government's discretion. The U.S. government attempted to assassinate Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen without even charging him with a crime. We're told this evidence is secret, that he does not deserve any constitutional rights, and that some unknown individual in the administration has the authority to declare him a threat, and therefore a legitimate target for assassination. Yes, I know he is probably a very bad person. Yes, I know that only a few Americans are on the assassination hit list. Yes, I know that artificially generated fear makes a large number of Americans inclined to applaud this effort, which supposedly will make us safe. But if this becomes standard operating procedure, and a permanent precedent is established, let me assure you that this abuse of the law will spread. It's time for Congress and the American people to wake up to the realities of the dangers we face. We must remember, as members of Congress, that we have taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. It should not be that difficult to distinguish the difference between the danger posed by the underwear bomber and the danger posed by a government that endorses secret prisons, torture, and assassinating American citizens.
Gee, Bob.
Well, I agree with him, and it's been going on for many years. I just don't hear about it. And that's why if you do things that the government doesn't like, they may snuff you out.
Well, Bob, let's do a little history past here. This sounds like East Germany's GRU or the Soviets' KGB. Now it's the U.S. CIA.
That's true.
People have it in their heads that that will never happen in America. You know,
obviously that's not the case, but how many people in America have heard what you just played? None, probably, compared to the total population. Let's just say the adults are 130 or 40 million people, and they don't know about that. They don't know if they get up at some meeting like a political conference and grab the microphone and tell everybody that these people are a bunch of illuminists and they want to take over the country, and they just walk up to them and shoot them dead.
Well, and to Dylan Radigan's credit on MSNBC, that story was put out by them. They must be really hurting for ratings to go out there and shake the thing up. But this is what he said just recently.
Greenwald.
Well, I'm glad he brought it up.
Glenn, are we meeting us now? Salon.com's Glenn Greenwald. Glenn, are we? How do you interpret this? I won't even subject you to a bunch of questions. If you look at this, is this as bad as it appears?
It's probably worse than it appears. I mean, look at the controversies that were created during the Bush administration when the president got caught spying on American citizens without warrants or trying to detain them without due process. Here you're talking about something far more extreme. You're talking about targeting American citizens for murder, for assassination, based merely on the allegation that they're involved in terrorism. No evidence, no charges, no trial, nothing. And it's extraordinarily dangerous, especially when you consider the fact that when allegations of terrorism by the government are subjected to judicial review, in overwhelmingly high percentages of the cases, 72%, courts find that the allegations are without merit. So who would ever justify allowing the president to target American citizens for assassination without any judicial oversight or charges or due process of any kind?
Do you believe that if this was President George W. Bush, who was widely distrusted and disliked by a huge percentage of the American population by the end of his term, as opposed to the current president, who is laden with lots of hope and aspiration and lots of grand ideas that many people feel he articulates very well, and yet his actions create a massive cognitive dissonance that actually allows him to get away with more than George W. Bush could when it comes to encroachments on civil liberties, facilitating theft from the American people, or potentially calling you or me a terrorist and trying to have us killed?
Well, I know that that's the fact. I mean, the Republicans are at least being consistent. When Bush was president, they said, we think the president should be able to have whatever powers he wants in an unchecked fashion, as long as it's justified by terrorism and war. The Democrats, though, said that they were against those things, that the president shouldn't have powers to exercise in an unchecked fashion. And again, if you look at what Democrats, including Barack Obama, objected to, it was merely things like eavesdropping on Americans and detaining them without due process and without charges. And now Democrats have completely abandoned those objections now that there's a Democrat in the White House, and apparently not just detaining and eavesdropping Americans, but targeting them for murder is acceptable to the Democratic Party now that there's a Democrat in the White House.
Oh, boy. Did you notice the verb?
And that's true. That's a good take on it.
Yeah, and
he's absolutely right. And so one side's as bad as the other. Maybe the Democrats are even worse.
Oh, boy. Well, at least Greenwald from Salon.com, Glenn Greenwald, had the wherewithal to come out and make this statement. Evidently, even people in the quite managed news. And Dylan Radigan, did you notice the term that he used, the cognitive dissonance? Thank you, Dylan, mm-hmm. for listening to the network. Let's go to the phones. Guy in Arkansas. Thanks for holding, Guy.
Hey, good afternoon, John and Bob.
Hi.
Belated happy solemn 4th of July to both of you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, interesting. Over the weekend, I caught the movie Wall Street again, which is a very excellent movie, very true to form. The way Gecko goes about obtaining businesses and liquefying them and putting the money in his back pocket got me thinking. I thought, Bob, I'm going to run this past you because it sounds like this may be really what's going on to support the dollar. So here we go into another country, take over all of its assets and its resources and everything, and then, like Gecko, liquidate it to the point where we reinvest those liquidations back into the U.S. dollar, thereby maintaining the dollar's strength. And if that may be the plan, if that is a logical end to a mean, then don't you think that the dollar can be propped up country by country by country, conquer by conquer by conquer, almost endlessly, and the dollar will never really crash? It'll maintain itself. And I'll take your comments off air, and thanks a lot, you two.
Okay, thanks, Guy. Are they going to be able to keep the dollar going to prevent the crash by confiscating?
No.
And no? Okay.
No, I don't think so. Possible, but not probable.
All right.
And they have easier ways of doing that. And they use 100 times leverage, and just like they just did, they took it from 74 to 89, and they short the euro at 135, and take it to 119, and they got it going both ways. And when they get where they think that the euro should be for the time being, what they do is they sell their longs and cover their shorts and make hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And why? Because they plan the whole thing out. They're in control of it. And they do what they want to do.
You know, it was fascinating, Bob, watching the news this morning. Let me see, we're into day, 75, 76, 77 of the Gulf oil spill. We've got the takeover of the Fed Reserve of the United States economy. We have impending war. We have a border that is not being sealed, and we explained a little bit as to why it's not going to be sealed. We have the government going after Arizona to do what the federal government refuses to do, and that's secure the border. We have a lot of stuff going on, and what were the lead stories today on the major medias? Lindsay Lohan, she's back in court for violation of a DUI. And we had endless minutes that are valuable time on these major networks, and it kind of reminded me of when we first, Gulf War One, Bob, Part One, for 3 days running, the big story was Zsa Zsa Gabor slaps a traffic cop. And I'm watching this story, and I'm going, okay, if this goes on day two and day three, we're probably going into Iran. But that's the mentality of these creatures. We've got a complete news blackout going on in the Gulf, no fly zones. United States Coast Guard, we've got Halliburton people down there, we've got Blackwater people or whatever the hell their name now, private contractors kicking people off of beaches. It's a no-information zone while millions of gallons of crude has been pumped into the Gulf, crisis after crisis, and I've got to hear about Lindsay Lohan, the trashy artist out of Hollywood that, she's not worth the powder to blow her up with, but, man, it's certainly a good diversionary, juicy little story to give the public. I mean, it's simply mind-boggling.
Well, you know, it's because the American public is, generally speaking, half of them are stone dumb. And they think they're smart, and they're not. They're ill-educated, and they really don't worry about things. They have a week or two or three, and if they lose their job, they're bankrupt. If they get unemployment, they can get hauled along. Now we have 2 million of them who are not going to get that money anymore, and I imagine that things could become quite animalistic.
Well, it's prime riot season, Bob. I mean, in D.C., what was it, 105 degrees today? They said it was going to be a long, hot summer. You know, we're just minutes or hours away from things just exploding.
We don't know, but you're right. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, people that absolutely have no idea what's happening to them. They're jobless. They're becoming homeless. They don't have money to feed themselves. As you said, a couple million people are going to be cut off of food stamps or unemployment checks, of which the government taxes for Social Security and whatever, IRS. I mean, it is all a game. And the zombies out there walking around as posing as Americans, disassociated by fact from their country and the way things are supposed to go, I mean, these are going to be the first people who are going to start throwing stuff. You know, when they finally get...
Yeah, it's going to happen sooner or later. And when it happens, there'll be a few isolated incidents, and then all of a sudden, in one area, you'll have 50 or 100 people, and you'll have the police go after them, and it'll turn into a riot, and shooting will start. And then it'll spread to other cities. And that's the way it's going to evolve.
Dave in Texas. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good to talk to you all again.
Hi.
There's so much going on, as you point out, John. It was a good question as to what issue to pick. I'll mention one thing real quick.
Well, you can always talk about Lindsay Lohan.
I'll pass on that one.
Okay,
she's not
then.
Consequential.
Okay.
Respectfully to her. The federal lawsuit against Arizona on the immigration bill is the grounds they're using is false, because they're saying that the state of Arizona doesn't have a right to set a legal precedent to establish its own independent immigration policy. But that's not true, because Arizona's law is structured word for word to match with the federal law. They're trying to implement local enforcement of catching people who are in violation of being in the state illegally based on the federal law, and giving the state the right to implement the federal law. Not a separate Arizona immigration policy, but Arizona just coordinating its enforcement of the existing federal law, whether one even agrees with the federal law or not. So therefore, the grounds for the lawsuit is totally fraudulent. And if the courts rule constitutionally, which they may not, but if they do, they throw the suit out. So we'll spend maybe millions of dollars on a suit, which may or may not go all the way to the United States Supreme Court by the federal government prosecution, on grounds that aren't even valid in the first place. And we can't even pass a balanced budget because they're wasting money on things they shouldn't be spending on,
right,
and they won't help people out they should be helping out who are legitimately in need, because they're wasting all the money on things they shouldn't be doing.
Well,
that's
not even the basis. Look, Dave, that's not even the basis. You know, the government shouldn't be in there handing out money for anything.
I agree.
That's not their job. So, you know, we can't say that, you know, what the government should be doing and who they should be helping. The government should stay the hell out of the economy and our affairs.
I agree. I do agree with that.
Yeah, and run a free market, except for the barest necessity of regulation, because the only thing regulation does is give unfair business advantage to X company over Y or Z company.
I do agree. That is my view. I believe in strict constructionism. The federal government shouldn't be trying to manage the economy and manipulate markets and commodities. They shouldn't be handing out direct federal welfare at the federal government level. They shouldn't be taxing it from the states in the first place. They should leave that money at the state level without a 16th Amendment, which I believe is unconstitutional.
Right.
And then the states would decide what they're willing to do or not do, and the federal government shouldn't get involved in social welfare policy or mandating health care and all the other nonsense. I agree with that.
Well, and
we should have honest money, of course.
And Bob, Bob's at a disadvantage. You didn't hear me playing Representative Pete Stark, the clown out of California. Bob, this was the whole basis of his statement: the more we owe as a nation, the wealthier we are.
Yeah, I heard that. You know, if there was anything nonsensical I've ever heard, it's that. But, you know, this is what they believe in, these ivory towers. I was accepted to Harvard University when I was in the ninth grade because I was an exemplary student. And I never went there. And I'm very happy that I didn't. I might have turned out that way.
Well, the job market, I'll tell you what, ain't good in this country. Just as a little byline here, if you're a UK graduate, guess what? Your job prospects in the UK aren't very good. There are 70 top-level UK grads for every one job vacancy available. Keep paying those student loans, folks. Yeah, getting prepped for a world that's got no room for you. All right, when we get back, I want to catch a couple of quick phone calls. Notice, callers, I said quick because we only have 4 minutes on the other side. And I'll remind people what the Bob Chapman special of this Tuesday is. It's a very good deal on the British Gold Sovereign Kings, as they're called. We'll be back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, the Bob Chapman Tuesday special. These are brilliant, uncirculated condition, the British Gold Sovereign Kings. Minted in the early 1900s, 0.2354 ounces of pure gold. We've got them for $350 a piece. Most people out there are going $380 or higher on these things. 20 will run you $7,025. That includes shipping. Save you a few bucks there. You also get something that's extremely valuable that we'll keep giving every single day. That's the Bob Chapman Report. Information is power, folks. Get your information. And you also send from the network here one of our ceramic mugs. So we thank you for the business. Call Robbie today. Bug him on his vacation. 800-691-7898. Okay, fellas, quickly, Kevin in Australia, we only have about 3.5 minutes left, and I want to squeeze in one more after you. So go, Kevin.
Yep. Yeah, hi, guys. These guys running Washington are getting crazier by the day. Looking down the tunnel of time, looking at what they're doing now with what they're trying to enforce on the people, the next thing they're going to be doing is enforcing religious beliefs on the American citizens. And when they start doing that, when they start pushing the country in a certain way as far as religion goes, that's the time to really watch out. It's getting pretty bad at the moment, but it's going to get a whole lot worse as far as I can see.
I couldn't agree with you more, Kevin. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Bill in Idaho, you have about a minute and a half.
Hello?
Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm so sorry. As to the other caller, And of course, the young gentleman from the South that always mentions the meritorious of the spiritual battle that we face. We're so blessed to have Bob, and yet at the same time would wish to know, considering that there were chargeable war bond reparation that were challenged on debt bonds of warrants within the community, a number of individual groups that have specific warrant bond notes. Could you address that?
Okay, Bob, did you get that?
Not really.
Okay, restate, Bill.
War bonds.
Okay.
Emergency Agricultural Readjustment Act 1933-1917.
Okay, and the point of that is, what's the question?
The systemic control of above ground silver versus the COMEX of the City of London.
Okay.
They're offering to arrest the Archbishop of the Vatican.
Okay. All right. We don't have the time to ferret all that out, Bill, because you just bounced around the globe. Bob, any closing comments here?
Well, the reparations that occurred after World War I were the main reasons that brought Hitler and Mussolini to power. As far as the act in 33, it was a controlling act in order to bring more fascistic type control in America. You know, FDR, people think he was a communist and a socialist. He was really a fascist. And he's just the same as the guys we're dealing with today. And, you know, he was followed by Hitler and Mussolini, and then Juan Perón in Argentina, and even Stalin adopted some of those measures. So it's a totalitarian thing.
Alright, Bob, we're out of time. I appreciate you joining us today. I hope your power stays on for the balance of the week. I'll see you back here next Tuesday with Robbie Noel after his rest up for a week with bells on, I hope. 800-691-7898. Call Robbie today on the British Kings. Thank you, Bob. We'll see you all tomorrow. Thanks for being here today.